Good morning and greetings from our Lord and the Dubai International Airport. I want to begin by asking you a question. Would you pray with me? Lord, I thank you for the privilege that it is to lift you up, to praise your name, to celebrate your glory and your grace. Be with us now as we look back and look ahead at the same time. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you were just blown away by what you saw God doing that only He could do? Now, as a pastor, you know that I often have the opportunity and the privilege to teach God's Word, to preach God's Word, that I'm truly blessed in that way. But let me tell you, as a pastor, as a preacher, sometimes it's even better not to teach or to preach, but to just point at God's Word and to see it come alive in your daily life. And today we're going to look at one of those examples. You see, we're going to look at 2 John chapter 1, verse 4, and see it having come alive. This is a single verse passage. You're going to see a celebration, a confirmation, and then a clarification. And rather than try to teach or preach, I'm going to point at it and then get out of the way and let God show you in living color how this is played out. I want to take you to where we've been over the last few days and see God at work. So let's look at our verse. 2 John verse 4. I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. Friends, you're going to see the rejoicing that happened in Ginger to come through the night, to arrive and see some of the children willing to sit through the darkness for hours to wait to hear God's word. It epitomized the celebration. Then the confirmation. Well, let me tell you, to watch Pastor Charlie preach from Uganda and to see him do such an outstanding job, that was confirmation of God's work and blessing. Again, epitomizing this verse. But that wasn't the beginning or the end. There was so much more happening. Let me tell you, when you and I see what happened in Luca, what we found, how far we went to find some walking in the truth, you and I will be blessed. I saw this continue, not just there in Luca, but we actually saw India, Uganda, and the U.S. Bridge Family united. That's pretty amazing. And as if that weren't enough, we went from Luca to the combination of India, Uganda, and the U.S. to, as you'll see, there was confirmation when Uganda, South Sudanese refugees, and me as a pastor got to be together, all in confirmation of what God was doing, to see that some of the children were in fact walking in the truth. And then the clarification, you'll see when we come to Kawempe and then Kampala, see what's happening in and through the family, not just with those that we're going out to, but those that are within. You'll see with Moses and Jackson and Isaac, again, the clarification of the confirmation of the celebration, all for God's glory and all for God's grace. Now, next week, we'll look at verse 4, 5, and 6 together. But today, like I said, I just want to get out of the way. Let God show you what He's doing in and through our people, which is the proof that God and His Word can be trusted, and that everything that's in the Scripture is just as alive and just as relevant and just as important today as when it was first written. Amen and amen.
I
thank you from the bottom of my heart. To see a people that want to hear from God so much is so, so exciting. Now with this, I would ask you to pray with me and we will go into God's Word. I pray that in the dark, your life will come alive. That your word will change hearts. And that because of people would not stop, we are going to see you do what only you can do. May this be the most God-glorifying time we've ever had. And so now we come into your word to give you glory and honor. We praise you with all that is in our heart. And now we come to show you our love by worshiping you through your word. And all the people said, Amen,
amen
and amen. Well, I am going to bring to you now the word of God. And I will bring it to you from the book of 2 John. I pray that this will be a time that touches your heart. The first thing to note is that this is the word of
God.
That I am not going to give you my opinion. Together we will hear from God Almighty. I must tell you as we close that in order to be in this family of God, it is not a matter of coming under the same tree. It is a matter of surrendering to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And that there are three letters I would like you to remember.
M-M-M.
The first M is a miracle that we need from God to make us His child. The second M is a big M and it is for the Messiah, Jesus Christ. It is to recognize that only the Messiah can give the miracle. And every time the Messiah gives this miracle, He will put His children on mission as missionaries. I invite you into the Bridge family only if you are coming into the family of God. We are only a church family as far as we are in Christ's family. Like the letter of 2 John. Remember this truth and love that you heard from the beginning. Worship Him no matter what. I ask this God now to help. Father, I come to you now and you know the heart here. Lord, I ask you not to put on a show.
Not to do miracles because it makes people happy. But Lord, I pray if it is your will that you will heal this woman. That you will do what only you can do. Not to make her happy, but to make her holy. To make her a witness to this world that you are the one true living God. My prayer, Lord, is that if you should give her this grace, that she will worship you like no other woman in this
world.
And it won't be because you healed her of cancer, but it'll be because you are her Christ and her King. I pray, Lord, that this woman tonight will know you as Lord and Savior. That she will be a child of truth and love. That you will heal her heart and maybe her cervical cancer as well. Lord, I know that if you give her you and her heart, no matter what happens with the cancer, that she would be with you forever in heaven. My focus, therefore, is on her heart and forever, more than her cervical cancer tonight. I ask you, Lord, to please heal
her.
Make this a night that will show the world how awesome you are. I ask this in the power of Jesus Christ alone. And I pray that it will bring you glory. I pray this in Jesus' powerful name. In the only name by which men are saved. The only name by which people are healed eternally. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Jesus is the one true living God. We pray for your mercy and your healing. In Jesus' name. Amen.
If far away places are special, then this would be the most special place I've ever been.
Amen.
It's the most far away place I've ever been.
Amen.
And to think we've come to share the word of God.
Amen.
That God, there are people here, they might never have heard if we don't come.
You're right, you're right.
You know?
You're right.
And God loves them.
Amen.
A message of truth and love.
I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Then we will submit ourselves to the Word of God. Would you pray? Father in heaven, King of all kingdoms, Lord of lords, we come to you this day, and we open up our hearts to you. We ask you to speak into our hearts. We ask you to change us. Starting with me. Let your word shape us. And most pastors and teachers will not preach or teach it. Because it exposes bad teachers and preachers. So to understand 2 John, we must understand 1 John and 3 John.
Katokutegera yokana barue yokubi oino kotekeddwa okumanya barue soka chenyonyola ne barue semba yo chenyonyola.
1 John tells us what the church is.
Yokana ekisooka etunnyonnyola kanisa kyeki.
Second John tells us to watch out and be careful for those who are liars.
Baluwe yokubiri netunnyonnyola okwegendereza n'okukubwa tulabe abalimba.
And third John says be careful that your heart does not get hard watching out for the others.
Kakati baluwe yokusatu nemalirizange gaba ate gwatunule nnyo wegendereze nawo obutaziyiza balala ng'oli kubala n'otunula naye nga gwe tewetunulamu.
Okay, so now we are ready to go into the word.
Kakati no, ndoza tweteseteso kuyingira mu kigambo ndoza awo maze okutereeza obulungi.
And don't miss the word us.
Teweerabira kigambo muffe.
The family of God.
Ennyumba ya Katonda, ffe ennyumba ya Katonda.
He says, from God the Father and from Jesus Christ.
Agamba n'okuva eri kitaffe Katonda okutuuka ku Kristo Yesu.
You know that only God can. I pray that you are people of truth and love.
Eran saba mubera wa mazima n'okwagala.
So now watch as the language of John gets difficult.
Kakati kandi kokwekegereza wano olulimi lwa Yokana lugenda kubanga lukalubamu.
I urge you to please listen.
Mwegayiridde owulirize.
From the bottom of your heart,
okusibira ddala ku mutima y'omutima gwo okuwuliriza.
Like a father who protects his children, he's warning us. Not my word. Because many deceivers have gone out into the world. Who are the deceivers? Anyone who goes away from this truth and love. I know you have just met me. I tell you, don't trust me. You only trust to the degree that I share God's word. Being chosen means that we will be redeemed. And this is the message I get to bring to you from your sister Christians. From other family members in God's family. We are known as the Bridge, but we are brothers and sisters.
If this is your truth and love, and this is our truth and love, then we are supernaturally unified in this truth and love. Watch out for anyone who brings you other teaching. I thank you for allowing me to bring you this truth and love.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Let us pray now. And thank God for His word. We thank you for your truth and love. Your name is Jesus. Truth is Jesus. Love is Jesus. Truth and love is for all of us who will follow Jesus. Father, I pray that right here, right now, for those who do not yet know you as Lord, that you will quicken the heart to pray for and ask for a miracle. That some of the elect will be chosen today. That what you had planned from before time began will take root here today. May there be some who will repent and believe in the miraculous saving grace of the gospel. Jesus the Christ, the truth and the love, the Alpha and the Omega, the King of kings and Lord of lords.
I have a question.
Yes.
What is the thing that you most pray for?
Well, that's what we have. I've always prayed for peace in my country.
In Sudan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's the most thing that I everyday pray for.
My second question, what could my family, my bridge family, not just in Uganda, but in the U.S., what can we pray for you here?
I've always also requested and prayed to God if we can have syllabus or a material that can transform children. But as of now, I don't look at myself as somebody who can do a lot for the teacher, but I look at all our children. So I look at having a material that can transform the mindset of the future.
We call this discipleship.
Exactly.
To disciple the children.
Mm-hmm. The camp, it's a virgin in terms of the word of God. Many religious entities have penetrated and they have established themselves.
that there's a particular gospel that South Sudanese need. South Sudanese needs a gospel of salvation.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
There's only one real gospel.
That is it. But there is one real gospel.
They need the gospel, exactly. Not false gospels.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. So it's a virgin place, yes, but what we need a true gospel.
Amen.
A true gospel. A gospel of salvation.
Okay. I want to share with you a different way of thinking. And I must tell you, it's our way of thinking. I understand that if you work through the existing, it is easier. But that is not God's way. God's way, 2 Timothy 2. Jesus said, go make disciples. But before this, he said, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Therefore, so we are beginning with the instructions from the one with all the authority and the power. I don't need the world's way. I don't need the structures. I am an ambassador of the King. And he said, go make disciples. So what I do, what I train our family to do, is go and look for the one that God is working in. Maybe just one. And maybe he's in the camp or out of the camp. In the structure, out of the structure. And when God gets in the heart, try to have the fence stop a fire. Nothing will stop what God is going to do. If I say, I must do it the way that is most effective with the world, then I will stop that. Because I am doing it in my way. All we do is pray and obey. We look for the ones, we invite everyone to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everyone. I don't care. South Sudanese, Uganda, government, worker, it doesn't matter. And when somebody says, I believe God is drawing me, John 6:44, no one comes to me unless the Father draws them. If the Father draws them, no one will stop them. And my place is to find the people that God is drawing, and then I pour in. And that one will go to one. Who will go to one? Who will go to one? Now, we may never have a big church building in the camp or in the village, but God will have a family here.
Amen.
That is what we do. So I don't listen to the structure. I don't listen to the establishment. I listen to God. I say, God, show me. Show me who. Maybe this young boy. Maybe the worker at the camp. Maybe somebody in the village.
Amen.
That's all I do. That's it. Now, somebody will say, it's going to be very slow. It doesn't work so well. The people, they won't come to this. God's people will come. The one that God is drawing, they will come. You know why? Not because of me or Jackson, because God is directing them. God is arranging. The reason I'm in this village right now is I believe God was making an appointment. It's not for me to make an appointment. It's to find the appointment that God has already brought. Now, this requires great faith. Because now you are not going to walk by what you see. You know the word. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the truth and the love. What does that look like? In God's word, God's will, God's way. What is God's way? He said to his disciples, I am now sending you out as sheep amongst wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as a serpent and as innocent as a dove. In Luke 10, he goes on and he says, now go and look for the persons of peace, those that I am working in. Share with them my good news. And if I am working in them, your peace will rest on them. Then he says, stop. Pour into this one. this is the plan. And so I pray for the structure and for the establishment to work with God, but I don't look for them.
Yes.
One at a time. One. Isaiah says one will become a thousand. This is the way. And so my encouragement is that you pray and obey. And thank God for the compound, but don't let it be a cocoon. And go and seek out, like Jesus, seek the lost. Bring the good news to those who need it. And watch and be shrewd like a serpent. And watch out for the deceivers and pour into the lovers. Amen. This is why, again, I have been blessed. God has brought our Bridge family together. Moses, he's a person of peace. And he has found other disciples who have become persons of peace. And our family is growing. It makes no sense that I am sitting here with you today. It could never happen. But God making his plan come true. And so this is what I say. Please don't worry about the way that the world would do it. If somebody says, oh, if you tell them this, they won't come. Okay. Then find the one who will come. Don't change what you say. Truth and love. And the ones that come, you pour into them. And it may take a long time. It may be slow. But it'll be the way that God has said. And that's all we want to do. Amen.
That was our word of, that was our word yesterday. And that is our prayer as South Sudanese yesterday. And we pray that God should take away all the shame.
Listen now to how we live in truth and love. I want to talk to you about walking in truth and love. 2 John, verse number 4. It helps us to understand how we walk in truth and love. And this is true whether we are in Uganda or in Vermont or in Maryland or in India or anywhere.
Chino chitu kakatako, obatuli wale Uganda, obatuli Vomati, obatuli Maryland, obatuli Wuyindi, obatuli Wuchina, neri Wuchori, chitu kakatako.
This is how we walk in truth and love.
Kastoba murokore, yekamura yemu yunufomu.
I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth. Notice here, we are celebrating that they are walking in the truth and love. So first thing we do is we celebrate that we are walking in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly. I had overflowing joy. I had a zeal and a passion to see you walking in the truth and love. Because I love you, my heart is leaping to see you loving like Jesus the Christ. This is how we begin to walk. Notice that he says, I rejoice because some of your children were walking. Notice that not all of her children were walking in truth. We must come to understand that just because you come from a family of Christians, it does not save your soul. Only some of her children were walking. And in the same way, just going to church does not save your soul. Some were walking in the truth. And this gave him great joy. Now listen, because here comes another very big and important word. They were walking in the truth just as we were commanded. You see, walking in truth and love is not an option. It is not a choice for you to make. It is a command from the Messiah. I had joy because they were doing what God commanded. See the relationship here between faithful obedience and joy. And notice that it is not something that is open for opinions. God's word does not say, Jackson, if you feel like loving in truth today, it's okay. He is reminding the church and the people that this is what God commanded. And he says, commanded by the Father, not a pastor, the Father God. You only listen to what the people say if they are truly telling you what God has said. Again, trust no man who does not tell you the word of God. Understand Christianity is to understand that we live in a spiritual war all the time. Not my words, but God's words.
1 Peter 5:8.
Satan is like a roaring lion prowling to devour
souls.
2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan is blinding the eyes of those who are not believing. I pray that you hear the truth
and
this warning says that if you will worship, you will stay away from the wicked. And remember, the wicked, they are deceivers. So they don't come and say, "Rah, I'm the wicked." They come and say, "Oh, brother, let us read the Bible together." Come to my church. You will like it better. Yes, I see that you like the Word of God. Some of it is very good. Yeah, don't worry so much about all of the Bible. Just this is the deceiver. They will often use some truth to disguise their lies. Watch out. This is the warning of God.
Ma.
Small M, big M, small M.
Ma entono, ma enene, ma entono. Sivagama, nasai.
This simple.
Biangwe bijo, ba enene, ba entono. Biangwe bijo.
Miracle Messiah Mission.
Kiamagero, kurisito, obweleza. Wali pinokora. Bito bitukumbununa mugano.
This is the full gospel. The first M miracle, it explains that we are all sinners dead in our sins. All people begin as sinners in need of being saved. Ephesians 2 says you are dead in your sins. So let me ask you this. If over here, I want you to imagine there is a cemetery. All the people are in the ground dead. Come on. Come on. What is going to happen? Nothing will happen. How do dead people become alive? Hey, come to church with me. Oh, no.
I know.
Give the money. Give more money. Hey, come and feed the people. Dead people don't do anything. Dead people cannot do anything. How are you born again? How is anybody born again?
dead.
Nobody learns enough to get up from the dead. If you are born again, it is because of the miracle of God's grace.
Then last one was number 10, which I really enjoy, joining God. At times we find ourselves, even I've just learned this from him, that are we doing it his way or our way?
Yeah.
Because at times we find ourselves that we may be sharing or doing God's way, but again, at times we find ourselves being tempted or having different thinkings in our mind. We try to drive ourselves from doing it his way. Then we overchange, pull away from him, or do things which are not godly.
Yes.
Second, we did. We went through the vision.
Today we had lunch.
Yes.
God is going to join us in lunch in a special, special way. I shared with you earlier that you asked me, what is God doing in my heart?
Oh, yeah.
And I said to you, we came thinking about the slums, gamba, ginger, puente.
Yes.
And now, not four, but whale. Because you know you heard from God. So your call, because you are the Bridge family, is our call. But I only brought equipment for four. Now you'll spend some time in Coimpe, some time in Waile. What do we do when you are here and there? What do we do? How do we do this? This is how. This is a new iPhone for His Bridge Uganda. It has unlimited data. So that as you go, you use this phone. Before you go, you use this phone and the training that we have done. Now you can do the training and get ready. And when you are going, you can do the training. And when you meet the people of peace, you can bring them into the training. This is God's trust in your call and our Bridge family trust in you. We ask you to take this to the glory of God, and you bring to the kingdom the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This is God continuing to show up. You pray, you obey. No attachments, no attractions. And God is answering, and now we go. Amen. Amen. You tell Angela that God is speaking, the family of God is hearing, and your family and our family now go. Would you please, here is our family, and if you would just share for a minute your heart.
Amen. Amen. It's a blessing to have this, but the most important thing, it is all God that we obey, to follow His commandments.
Amen.
And as we prepare to go to Waile, only speaking the truth in love, based on the word, the will of God, and the way of God.
Amen.
Amen. So we continue to pray that you stand with us, pray with us. I, together with my family, my wife Angela and the kids, but as we go, we pray for the one in Waile. We shall also be praying for the house, I mean the family, US, India, and everywhere the world. God bless you. Our warm greetings as we go to work of God in the place that I'm not born. I'm not their tribesman, but I'm going for Jesus. No attachment. Nothing else, no attraction, but for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We say one faith, one family,
amen.
One focus.
Amen.
The glory of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Thank you. Amen.
Well, friends, again, we've seen God at work. I pray that you've been inspired. God is just beginning, and this is the start of a new story, a new chapter. I can't wait to see what he's going to do as we continue to rejoice greatly as we find the lost, grow the found, and then see him do what only he can do. I want you to praise the Lord with me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Places are special, then this would be the most special place I've ever been.
Amen.
It's the most faraway place I've ever gone.
Amen.
And to think we've come to share the word of God.
Amen.
That God, there are people here, they might never have heard if we don't come.
You're right, you're right. You're right.
And God loves them.
Amen.
Let it rain.
And it says you can heal him too in Jesus' name. He lifts you up and he turns you around. Puts your feet back on higher ground.
So they don't come and say, "Ah, I'm wicked." I said to you, we came thinking about the slums, Gamba, Jinja, Puente.
Yes.
And now, not for, but the whale. Because you know you heard from God. So your call, because you are the Bridge family, is our call. Take this to the glory of God, and you bring through the kingdom the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen. It's a blessing to have this, but the most important thing, it is all God that we
Amen.
Obey to follow His commandments.
Amen.
And as we prepare to go to Wayalee, only speaking the truth in love, based on the word, the will of God, and the way of God.
It's a one faith, one family, one focus.
Amen.
The glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you.